The Guardian.
Well, you know, yes, I've grown to be a tougher person. You know, it has built my confidence a lot. Sometimes I get overconfident, you know. So, you know, it's just for me to try and control, you know, how I my day-to-day life, you know, how I go about. It's just a hard day-to-day life, but it's just for me to work and make sure that, you know, everything is perfect.
Mm-hmm. And sorry to ask you about it again, but when you heard about Michael, I guess that must have been just the hardest time of your life.
Well, yes, you know, at first, you know, I never imagined losing one of my brothers, you know, so, you know, when I heard that, you know, I was pretty much just starting out, you know, in this sport, I had the national trials, you know, and, you know, was on my way there, you know, and I heard that, and it's like, at first, I didn't know how to react, because that was the first time I'm losing, you know,
someone.
How old
were you, 19,
20? I was 18.
18,
yeah. So, I didn't know how to react, you know. I was just there, tears falling from my eyes.
How did you hear? Just your father tell you?
Or? I just saw my mom running all over the place, crying, you know, and trying to find out what happened. And she's just like, "Michael is dead. Michael is dead." And it was just very disturbing.
So, did you actually continue with those trials?
Well, you know, I told myself that I wasn't going. Put down my bag, took off my clothes. Yeah. My brother Donovan was in Texas at the time, you know, and he called me and he told me to go ahead and do it, you know, because that's what Michael would have wanted to do. So just go there and do your best, you know, and you know, just take it easy, you know. And, you know, he was the one who really got me back out.
And how did you perform under those impossibly painful circumstances?
Actually, I was out there. I wasn't even focused on the race. I wasn't focused on anything. I was just in tears. I was torn apart, you know. But, you know, I still went there. You know, I made the team. And it was the Commonwealth Games trials. And I still made the team and, you know, get to run the 100 meter at the Commonwealth Games. But, you know, I wasn't focused. You know, I was running. Was in front, and it's like I was just blocked out, and I stopped running, and the guys passed me, and I got fourth. But you know, it was very tough, but you know, I managed to work.
And then even more devastating, Donovan, you lost as well.
No, it wasn't Donovan, Vaughn.
Oh, sorry. When was that?
Vaughn, that was next year.
Next year, and next he was just year. In the States,
yes.
Playing football.
Yes, and collapsed on the field.
And a heart attack.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to have two things like that so close, I mean, just even now, you must feel not completely over it.
Well, there are times when I would sit in my room and, you know, just remember and, you know, just start crying. You know, so, not, it's just something that you don't really get over like that.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.